Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, real ass dude, ultimate minority, Joan Jett of comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
That's the shit, nigga.
Holy shit, we're back. It's Wednesday. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's my last podcast that I'm recording in studio for Skankfest. Very excited. Very, very excited. What a fucking week. It's Skank Week. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. It's your other boy, Zach D'Amico. What's up, kid?
How you doing, brother?
Chillin'. Very excited about our guest today. You guys know him from the Without a Country podcast right here on the Gas Digital Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Shane Smith is back on the show.
Oh, hey. Hello, everybody. What's up? How's What's it up, going?
Kid? I like the braids.
Thank you.
You're like an American Indian.
Yeah. That's what I'm going for. A very Southwest vibe.
Yeah. I like that, dude. It's fucking badass.
Yeah,
fucking
dude. Good.
Also, from the Two Jacked Bros podcast, you guys know him. You love him. He's the one and only Sidney Gant.
What's up? Happy to be
here. Hell yeah, dog. Yeah. I'm fucking chilling. Today is a day where I am. It's going to be a relaxing day for me. I have to do a Real Ass podcast right now. I'm going to rush home. I'm doing a Legion of Skanks from 1:30 to 3 o'clock. Going to get a quick one in. Boom. Get that one in for Friday's show. And I'm done. I'm done. After that, got a little therapy session. Little therps.
Okay.
Little therps nice. for Louis J. Gomez.
Pretty good.
Then I'm going to go hit the steam room. Gonna get a little fucking relaxing stretch, just a stretch in, just relax. Gonna come back, I'm gonna fuck my girlfriend, I'm gonna watch a movie, I'm gonna drink a little bit of whiskey, take a big fucking dab, and then I'm heading off to fucking Skankfest. Wow. Wow. That's my night. That's my fucking night. Yeah. What's your night like, Zach?
Write desperately.
Oh, you're still writing?
Yeah, I'm still writing, buddy.
So am I. I am. I'm still writing. I made the mistake of going over a couple of my jokes with another person that's on the roast.
Mm-hmm. And they gave you their honest opinion?
No.
You had overlapping shit,
yeah. And I was like, fuck. And that made me go, all right, now I'm fucking losing a little bit of confidence. I need more shit now. Because the one joke, I'm annoyed because I had a better version of the joke, but it's like, this person's going to go before me, so it just is what it is.
Roasting's like that. And then you get what you have to overwrite everything.
Yeah.
Because there's always the what if they want more jokes.
Yeah.
I fucking hate it.
I watched the Voss roast to sort of see like the pacing and how many jokes I'll need. It's not that bad. 7 minute sets is pretty short.
Yeah, I have 20 jokes right now that I'm like happy with.
Okay, yeah, you're great. You're fucking 20.
Yeah, but you know me. I gotta like overdo it.
Yeah.
It's gonna or be else I'm not. Dope. I'm going to freak out.
I'm very excited about all this, guys. The roast is happening on Sunday, November 7th. You guys can order it at momenthouse.com/skankfest. Right now, you can go order that one. Also, 8 other live streaming events that are exclusively available through Moment House. These live Skankfest moments only available through Moment House. One cool thing, we know we had a lot of people saying that they wish they could order the All Access weekend, but they just don't have enough time to watch it in the 48-hour window after it streams. So we've doubled that window. It's now going to be 96 hours. You have 4 days to watch all of the streams. So if you guys buy the All Access stream for $65, which is the same price the UFC pass this weekend, you guys can watch all 9 Skankfest streams. So yeah, make sure you guys do that. Let's get our plugs out of the way right now, and yeah, we'll get fucking going. Sidney Gant, what do you got to plug, baby boy?
Yeah, man, just check out Two Jack Bros podcast. If you're in Philly and you want to come see me do comedy anytime soon, I'll be at Helium November 23rd. I'll be closing the showcase that night. And then a couple other nights before that, I'm also going to... I'm also the single funniest comedian in the world that won't be at Skankfest. Shout out Skankfest. All of my boys are going to be there, though.
Doggy, come the fuck out. Just go. Yeah, just come.
Dude,
else you got going on in New York right now, or in New Jersey, or Philadelphia, wherever the fuck you live? Just come. I told you to come.
I know.
I told you to come. I was like, yes, dude, you're at Skankfest. Is that a problem?
Can you stop interrupting me, giving you a hard time, please?
Dude.
I'm trying to give you a hard time about this.
I'm a real ass dude.
Yeah.
Sorry. Well, let me finish. Get myself real ass dude of the week. Hell yeah.
Yeah. My wife's also going to be trying to compete to get the ADCCs this weekend. So, you know, you can probably watch that on Flow Grappling or something.
I love it. Sick, dude. Yeah, sick. Yeah. Very cool, man. Shane Smith.
I will be at Sandman Comedy Club at Richmond, Virginia this weekend. So if you want to see some fucked up shit in Richmond, Virginia, or skate, hit me up. Someone told me about some weird DIY skate park called California Skate Park in Richmond. Sounds like a trap.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go. And then after that, I'll be in Columbus, Ohio, Michigan, and in New Jersey. I don't know. ShaneSmithComedy.com. I'm almost done touring. I'm fucking over it.
Sick. Zach and Miko.
Skankfest this week. Fucking, I don't want to talk about anything else.
Yay. Let's go. Yeah, you know what's up. Like I said, Skankfest is this weekend. Shout out to Yo Kratom for supporting us for nearly 2 years now and sticking with us the entire time.
Went by like that for them, though.
they were asleep. So, yeah, guys, I do have some other live dates coming up after Skankfest. Me and Zach Miko going out on the road. November 26th, 27th, Laugh It Up, Poughkeepsie. Then in December, we got Toronto. January, Lexington, Kentucky. Hartford, Connecticut.
Ooh, that's a fun
one. Ontario Improv in California on February 10th. Zanies, we're redoing that date in Chicago. Comedy Connection, Providence, Kansas City, Missouri. Lots of dates coming up. Go to lewisofskanks.com. The tickets should be all going up shortly, but all those dates are confirmed, and they will all be up on the website, lewisofskanks.com. Follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. And make sure you guys subscribe to Gas Digital. If you guys love this show and you guys want to support us directly, subscribe to gasdigitalnetwork.com. You get instant access to the complete on-demand library for all the shows that we have here on the network. There are thousands of hours of episodes of this show and other shows that you cannot get anywhere else. So make sure you guys use that promo code RAP. Save $1.50 a month and you get a 7-day free trial. Why not? Why not?
Why not?
Why wouldn't you?
Why not?
Why wouldn't you? Philadelphia.
Hell yeah.
You know, this is interesting. They become the first major city to ban cops from making traffic stops for minor violations.
Nice.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is sick. Obviously, minor violation traffic stops are like a ploy to try and make the city money by, you know, searching people based on whatever.
I don't know.
No, they don't do it in Philly. This is a way for them to like act like, yeah, our cops aren't out of hand and doing whatever the fuck they want. Dude, one time I drove, like I was on a street, on a cross street, drove past, I saw a parking spot and was going to back up to go get that parking spot back through the cross street.
Yeah.
As I was backing up, there was a car that was coming behind me. It stopped, backed up, and I looked back, it was a fucking cop. And he was like, are you gonna go or not, pussy? So I went and got like, I mean, I feel like in any other city, they would have pulled me over or stopped me or did some shit. In Philly, they did not give a fuck.
I'm from a place where it's all traffic all the time. They pull you over constantly. But then I came to New York and I was like, oh, the cops don't give a fuck what you do in your car. Yeah. They don't
I just started driving a year ago. I mean, I had a license when I was like 16 to 19 years old, right? But I just started driving again a year ago because I had moved to New York and I didn't really need a license. Still have not been pulled over yet. But I am dancing with the devil.
Dude, I can only imagine how you drive, bro.
I almost feel like it's a myth. Getting pulled over, it's like herpes.
Yeah.
I don't believe herpes even exists because there's no way I don't have herpes. It's fucking wild. I just got tested. I went to the doctor and I told my girlfriend, I was like, just so you know, like this time I'm coming back. There's no way it's going to be good. it's impossible. Like, this time out, it ain't happening. So just whatever I got, you got. We're cool. And I psychologically, preemptively got her okay with herpes before I got the result, and it came back clean. But I'm convinced that my body does not take herpes.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
You don't participate in herpes. Right?
I refuse.
Yeah.
The antibodies.
Everyone else is. I do have herpes antibodies. Everyone else is fucking singing the Star Spangled Banner right now. I'm fucking taking a knee. I'm taking a knee, and I refuse to participate in the herpes Spangled Banner. So.
Isn't it incredibly easy to avoid if you just don't hit it raw constantly?
No, I've never used a condom. I've used a condom.
Lewis.
I mean, it's crazy. The amount of non-condoms.
Yeah, condoms are for gays.
Nondoms. Condoms are for gays.
Yeah, they're Shelly.
That is the name of today's show.
All right.
And also a mantra that we should all just wake up and say every day. Condoms are for gays. You use condoms every time?
No, not every time. I've been, you know what I'll say is that there was like a space of time where I was like incredibly responsible for just years and years. And then you get older and you're kind of like, dude, fuck it. Who cares?
No, you want
it. Bad you things happen to me.
You use a condom sometimes?
Yeah, yeah.
This gender fluid motherfucker.
Yeah, no, straight up. I mean, listen. I don't know. It just depends. Here's the thing. If a girl's like, I want you to wear a condom, that's when you know, like, it's okay to hit this raw. When they're like, don't wear the condom, that's when you know, like, uh-oh, this is, something's going on here.
What I do is I'll just go to fuck, right, every time.
Sure.
And then more often than not, she's just like, yeah, put it in, blah.
Yeah,
she just
yeah.
takes it like a fucking animal.
I let them be in charge.
Then once in a while, they go, oh, no, you got to get a condom. And then I go, nah, not really, right?
What? No, you just say yes. That
And then she goes, okay, put it in. And that's usually how it goes. You know, what do you want me to say?
Yeah, there's try. And then when you get your first, your first line of defense. Come on.
Really?
What are we doing here?
Really? You act like you don't hear? Like, what?
It's me.
Yeah, no, I can't. I mean, like, no, I can. I can't.
Yeah, okay, all right.
I was trying to think of a way that I can.
Use a condom?
Yeah. I mean, if it's a hooker or a new girl. Brand new girl or a hooker.
Yeah. What's the difference?
Between a hooker and a brand new girl, $500.
Yeah. Okay, there it is.
Yeah.
$500?
Yeah.
I feel like in New York, you could find them cheaper than that.
A hooker?
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
Name brand only.
Yeah, but you're going to, yeah, exactly, dude.
You're going to get some real.
You're getting the bags of fucking Fruity Loops.
Yeah, Dollar General hookers and fuck shit.
It. Dollar Relax, General, dude. Listen, if you're paying for sex, you might as well.
That was her father.
I would go volume over quality if you're paying for it at that point.
Volume over quality?
Yeah, no because then you could get for the, God, you could hit it three times in a week for the same price you would hit it once.
Yeah, but
it's not going to be good.
Here's the thing. You have to get past the fact that you're fucking a hooker. You have to mentally get past the fact that this is a few things. Number one, dirty. Number two, probably a kidnapped slave. Number three, not really attractive. Like, you know, like these are a lot of things. So then to make her like she's sad. There's all these things that are going on. I got to keep my dick hard.
What?
Okay.
Dude, $500.
What kind of hooker?
She got to be smoking, dude.
Yeah. She probably still has a good relationship with her father. That's $500. That's good money.
Yeah, $500 hooker. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She's actually using it to go to college.
You know what I mean?
How long do you last for a $500 hooker? Is this like this isn't like a night. This is like a hit it and then I leave and I give you $500 thing?
Yeah, what do you think is going on? You think it's a night? Calm the fuck down, Richard Gere.
No, some people they hire escorts for like the whole night and shit.
For the weekend.
No. My friend hit up an escort and he stayed with her for like the whole, he like went out with her and shit. And I was like, that's so fucking stupid, but that was what he wanted.
I tried to get the hookers at Zach's bachelor party. Oh, I'm sorry, dancers at Zach's bachelor party to be my date to his wedding. I asked every single one of them.
Yep.
And I was all fucked up on every drug, and I was serious.
Oh, that would have been hilarious.
Dude, I was so serious. I tried to get these scarred up Dominican whores.
One girl legitimately was like, part burns.
Oh,
God, they're horriers.
If depending on what part of the light she was dancing in, you're like,
Yeah, dude. It was, they weren't good. they weren't good. They were fun there. They were a good time.
Blessed.
The thing that's good about shitty Dominican hookers in that situation, because I got a very similar bunch for Big J's bachelor party. I'm always the guy in charge of setting up the bachelor parties, right?
Okay.
Because, dude, I'm fucking... Kids' birthday parties, kids' Halloween party, and a bachelor party. Sometimes I get my notes crossed. Yeah, yeah. A clown comes out. I'll suck your dick.
Best bachelor party ever.
A Dominican hooker jumps out of the closet to scare the kids.
That is terrifying. He's got the burns.
Somebody get this hooker a red and green sweater and a fedora.
Yeah, it's just fucking single claw hand.
Yeah, but yeah, there's just something better about cheap hookers in that environment, because it would have really added up to have four or five high-end, like, beautiful dancer hookers for a bachelor party.
Dancer hookers, that's the technical term.
Dancer hookers.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they are. Some hookers don't dance. You should know this.
No, yeah.
You don't go into any hotel room and get these bitches to start dancing and shooting ping pong balls out of their pussy. That's a specific niche.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Yeah.
I knew the girl that did the butt toss. She was the octosphincter girl. So she has an octopus tattooed on her butthole. Well, it's her butt, and then the octopus, it culminates in the octopus's mouth being her butthole. But she'll put a stick in her ass, and then you play ring toss. She works in Vegas if anyone's looking for the octosphincter girl. It's a good time.
That's actually a great fucking business idea.
It's a great bit.
Is being like...
treating women like party games?
No. I mean, yes. But being like... Because I'm assuming most people who are like bachelor party organization companies, like party planning companies for bachelor parties, it's just some fucking pimp.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
But I feel like, is there like a party planning company specifically for bachelor parties? Like, where you're the guy, you come in and you fucking find the venue, the ambiance, the fucking DJ.
By the way, this is your reality show.
This is it, dude. We set up Bachelor. That's a great reality show. Paco! It's Paco! Dude, this is a fucking great reality show.
It's a really good idea.
It's a fucking really good idea, dude.
It is.
Me and Zach, we're the fucking, what do we call it?
It's like you remember the MTV show Sweet 16?
It's like that.
But it's just dudes trying to fuck the hookers.
Sweet 18?
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, that's a great idea, okay? Because I set up solid fucking parties.
Yeah, no complaints.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see what happens. Have you ever set up a bachelor party?
No, I've never set up a bachelor party. I had a bachelor party once.
You had one?
Yeah.
You were married?
I was married one time.
Get out of town.
Yeah, I was.
What was the guy's name?
He's on fire!
I was married once at our bachelor. It was an October wedding, and we went to like an amusement park, and we stole the pumpkins from the amusement park.
October, weird as fuck, dude.
Yeah, he almost said
October. I thought he said October, like half August, half October. That's September.
Okay, well, I don't know what to tell you right now. I fucking had a stroke and said October, weird.
October.
Yeah. Anyway, we stole a pumpkin. We brought it to the strip club later that night. Also, we dosed my brother with Viagra. But then we went to the
hilarious,
which is always good. That's never a bad prank. And then we went to the strip club with pumpkins, and the lady was like, you can't bring the pumpkins into this. They were a part of the bachelor party. We named them. We drew little faces on them. It was a good time. And they were like, you can't bring the pumpkins in. And then the manager came out, and we were like, the pumpkins are a part of the bachelor party. You're going to make a lot of money off us. Let us in with them. And he was just like, listen, just don't throw the gourds at the girls, as if it had happened before. Like, he was like, listen, guys, just level with me here. You're going to throw the pumpkins at the ladies? And we were like, no, what the fuck? That happens?
Yeah, so, I almost feel like the wombs of every stripper at that place looks like a hollowed out pumpkin.
Yeah. The club I went to was called American Bush.
Nice.
Yeah. It was pretty good. They have plus size strippers there, and it's fucking awesome.
The first strip club I ever went to was called TNA's. TNA's in Spring Valley, New York. It was a real shithole. I got a hand job for $20 from a little Puerto Rican stripper.
No, $20? This is what I'm talking about when I say quantity over quality.
Not to completion.
Oh, no. How much did $20 get you?
Just like a song's worth of a hand job.
Oh, fuck.
You could you longer than a song?
You didn't have $20 more?
Probably not. I was very broke. Yeah, yeah. The amount of times that I spent all of my money at a strip club from the ages of 18 to 32.
Dude, if someone's jacking me off and I haven't come yet, I'll just start making empty promises. Like, no, I have $100 more in my bag. Just
if you last longer than a song, you should get that shit checked out.
Longer than a song?
That's some of these places are fucking on songs, dude.
They're trying to get you to do multiple songs.
I've definitely been getting a lap dance and been like, Goodbye Horses is way longer than
this. Yeah, they cut like one piece of the chorus out of like a Rob Zombie song.
I know the song. Like,
their strip club edits. Does that exist?
Yeah, dude.
Are they strip club edits? No.
Yeah, no, they really do that.
They have minute and a half edits of songs.
That's why they have DJs, dude. They fuck you on purpose.
I've gotten a lap dance and been like, I know this song's longer than this because CM Punk comes out to it.
Just thinking about CM Punk during your lap dance.
Yeah, I've never come during a lap dance. Some guys can just come. Some guys can just fucking have a girl rub on their dick.
Powerful
move. That's me.
Wait a minute.
Hell yeah.
If she comes to me and says, do you want a lap dance? I'm pre-ejaculating right now.
Fuck yeah, dude. Good for you, man.
I did ejaculate once.
Oh.
But it was because whatever it was, he was kind of a thicker girl. That's right. This happened. But my fat and her fat created like a pocket of and suction that allowed my dick to enter. It was a vortex of fat that sucked my dick in.
Of that cum?
Somehow.
It just felt like you were fucking something.
Somehow, dude. My dick was in jeans, dude. Yes, this happened. And it fucking created enough of a fucking hole and enough of a thing that it was like I was actually fucking, dude.
That's Mormon pussy,
dude. Yeah, dude. That was
incredible. This is the dry hump, and then it just like turns into something.
It was not terrible. Not terrible.
Good for you.
Isn't there anything creepier than the guy who keeps basketball shorts in the car? Did you ever know anybody like that? I knew a guy who wore a full suit to work, then would just change into basketball shorts, no underwear, to go to the strip club on his lunch break.
So I used to bounce at a club, and we banned shorts and sweatpants and track pants. And if you wore sheer business guy pants,
I would try to get into a fight. I'm like, you know, dude, I'm not gonna even allow this place to say this guy's a bouncer. I refuse.
It was a big. I'll admit that I would be a terrible.
It was a tiny town.
I would be a terrible regular guy bouncer if I was just chilling like in a small club and I was the only guy. But it was a huge club where they had like So they had bouncers that were like the big guy that walks up to you. I was the choke you out when you're not looking. Bouncer.
You were like the flashlight the other guys.
Yes. That was me. I was not. I would never pretend like I was doing anything real for security there. I was a guy that was like, come on, bro, you fucking wearing basketball shorts, dog. Get the fuck out of here. That's embarrassing.
Even just like thin businessman pants.
We were like, it's a no-go. Because like dudes were like fully just creeping out, doing weird shit, man. Like jacking themselves off in the club.
I remember I was a bouncer when I was like 19 at a place called Whiskey Charlie's. Mm-hmm. And when I moved to New York City, I was like, I want to continue on with this bouncing career. And I'm like a big dude for like Rockland County, like local town shit bar.
Yeah.
But like, when you come to a big city like Los Angeles, Vegas, New York, the bouncers are monsters.
They're
monsters.
They're real. They actually have a real job to do.
Yeah, dude. And they're all trained in martial arts, or they're actual fucking real tough guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Like if you were like, and I'm not saying like every bar, because there's just door guys at bars. But I'm saying like a nightclub. If you go to a fucking club that's busy,
yeah,
it's big fucking muscular or fat guys in suits that have weapons on them, brass knuckles.
They had armor on.
They're like doorways. They can block a whole doorway.
Yeah, dude, these guys are fucking absolute monsters. And I went in, and they were just like, I went in for an interview with like two or three different places. I kept on like trying to get a bouncer job, and I'm just like the tiniest. I'm like when Rey Mysterio Jr. joined the WWF.
Just trying to come off the top rope.
Yeah, dude. And
you don't displace enough water to be a bouncer here, dude.
Like I lied and said that I had done Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu for years, I'm lying. Like what am I expecting to do here? Like what if they hired me? They're like, well, this guy's a fucking killer. This guy knows all of it.
Send him out first.
Didn't you get fired from bouncing because you wouldn't hit your friend with a flashlight?
It wasn't my friend. It was a kid that I'd grown up with.
Oh, you wouldn't hit him with a flashlight? It's a real Fox and the Hound moment for you.
We had these long flashlights, you know, bouncer flashlights.
Yeah, the mag light.
And they'd use them as a weapon if she got out of hand. And there was fights at this place every night. Whiskey Charlie's, there was fights every fucking night. It was a known, and I'm repeating myself here, so I apologize for the people that have heard these stories before, but you know, whatever, I'll tell you guys what happened. But this place was known as an underage drinking spot. Like the guy would just keep on getting closed down and then reopen under another and pay all the fines. But it was packed with high schoolers 7 nights a week. I'm talking about packed to the brim with high schoolers. We had a wet t-shirt contest one time, and the eighth grader that won.
Sounds hot. The hot chick that won. Yes, I'm listening.
The girl that took a break from her summer reading to join this.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
The future teen mom, yes.
I think back to this little girl that won the wet t-shirt contest.
That's the thing about Rockland County girls. Summer reading, summer doing wet t-shirt contest.
Yeah, yeah.
Doggy, this girl was so young. She had to be like in the ninth grade, and people are just fucking spraying her down. People are just spraying her down.
No.
They're spraying her down with people bouncers. Spraying her down with... But she's so tiny and young that the super soaker, she's treating it like it's a fire hose.
It was like knocking her back.
This place was evil. Oh, this place was pure fucking evil, and it should be. I'm glad it closed down. And the guy who ran it should burn in fucking hell. But I was like, I was 18 working at this place, and yeah, there was a crazy fight in the parking lot, and he was just like, I'm trying to like talk to him. I was like, dude, Frank, come on, we've known each other since the third grade, bro. Relax. Come on. I'm doing a lot of that because it's just everyone that I know. Everybody knows everybody at this fucking place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're just hammered. And these kids that are fighting all just like know each other. They're just like, they're hitting each other with bottles, dude. It's like the Wild West. 17 and 18 year old kids, when they like, they're not ready for
they're
that.
The most dangerous.
They're the most dangerous, dude.
100%.
They're just ready to fucking smash a pool. They don't realize smashing a pool cue over somebody's face, what that entails and what that means.
Yeah, 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 dude.
Like the end result of that is that person is hospitalized and loses a fucking eye.
Yeah.
It's fucking wild. But when you're 17, it's just like, whatever, dude, I'm going to fucking.
No, dude, groups of teenagers are the scariest.
Just get caught up in the moment. It's just a moment.
I wonder what's going on. I wonder where Whiskey Charlie is today. He wasn't named Whiskey Charlie, but that's what we're going to call him.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you guys look up, see if there's a picture of Whiskey Charlie's or anything about Whiskey Charlie's? It's in West Nyack.
Nyack?
Whiskey Charlie's West Nyack. It was right next to the Palisade Center Mall. Before the Palisade Center Mall had...
I love the mall where the kids hang out. They're like, we're going to chill out. We're going to go to Hot Topic. And then we're going to bop into this place where we underage drink and see titties.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that was good. That's where I grew up. There was no place to underage drink except for like house parties.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the first house party I ever went to, I saw a lady put a Sobe bottle in her pussy.
Hell yeah.
The fat way first.
What's Sobe? Why am I imagining Sobe being one of those like Arizona Snapple knockoffs?
Yeah, it is. It was like the bottle. They had a lizard on it. Not facts. They didn't have facts. It was
You're showing your age because there was a time where like fruit juices and iced teas ruled the fucking landscape.
Dude, yeah, dude. There was a time when fruit juices, people were putting them in their pussy, dude. You know,
it was a simpler time.
The move.
Middle school had a Fruitopia machine.
Wow.
And now I think I was like, that's probably worse than soda.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It was so much sugar, dude. 1,000,000%,
dude.
So much sugar. But it was a better time. It really was. That mall, now it has, like, nightlife. Now you can, there's, like, multiple restaurants and bars and a comedy club. It's the same place that Levity Live is in.
Oh, okay.
But back then, that's not how a mall was back in the day. When I was 19 years old, 18 years old, a mall was a mall.
Yeah.
And restaurants and bars and shit were restaurants and bars. It was like a Fridays. There was like, a Macaroni Grill. There was a couple like, you know, chain restaurants attached to it. But you go to the mall now and it's fun, actually. I bring my son to the mall. I'll bring my son to the fucking Palisades Center Mall.
He's hammered.
Dude, we beat the shit out of kids from Congers. Get fucked up. Did I enter him in a wet, tidy whitey contest? No, we go to the mall now. We just have a blast. The mall, maybe it's because I have a kid and it's also kind of fun. Like, I don't really like shopping as much, but you bring a kid to the mall, there's fucking escape rooms. There's a Ferris wheel. There's go-karts. Yeah, there's a Lego store. There's Build-A-Bear. Yeah. There's all the shit you could do. You could just spend the day in the mall doing activities.
You said the Palisades Mall? They're not all like that. That's a special case.
So, first of all, take your volume down in your goofy voice. Okay?
Natalie comes in and
drunk
on you.
Muppet over my
shoulder. Balls are bad, actually.
Like Gonzo is God. It's like, calm down.
I'm sorry. I'm used to Shannon, who is like a little mouse voice.
Yeah, she does have a little mouse voice. Alex in the booth today. Not Alex, that everyone would be excited about. Alec, who no one is excited about. No one.
Sorry to interrupt. I'm passionate about the Palisades.
No. I like it. What were you saying now?
You're booming.
Go ahead.
You're like, wow, all malls are amazing now. It's like, no, that's just an amazing mall. Like, most of them suck.
I don't think that they're building shit malls anymore. I think that it is just big fucking super malls now.
Amusement parks, basically.
That's all they're building anymore.
Have you been to the Mall of America where they have, like, the fucking amusement park in it? There's a comedy club attached to it.
Yeah, I've never been there. I know what it is.
Dude, that club is pretty cool, but the fucking, they have like a Nickelodeon theme park. I went there with some guys. We did like a group show or whatever.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, no one wanted to go to the theme park with me.
We went to Nickelodeon theme park here in Jersey. They have one.
What?
I'm sure it's a very similar. Oh, yeah, dude.
Shit.
Oh, yeah, dude. And what is that mall called?
Xanadu?
No.
It was supposed to be called Xanadu.
It was.
It's something else now.
American Dream.
Natalie, why do you know so much about malls?
Yeah, what happened to you in a mall, Natalie?
Jesus Christ.
Those are the best two malls. Yeah. I haven't been to American Dream, but I pass it every day.
American Dream
King of Prussia Mall is pretty sick.
American Dream stinks, and I've talked about it. I'm not going to repeat myself over and over again, but you know a building stinks if it's fucking, if they have gigantic screws. I'm just saying, it's too big. It drives me out of my mind. Don't get me going with these fucking screws and bolts.
And I do agree with
how do you feel about boats? You ever see big boats? They have the big screws on them, and you're like, no, fuck this. Dude,
I hate, a screw should be that big.
I'm with you, and I agree with you.
A screw should be that fucking big.
A big screw is an affront to God, dude.
When some dickhead, and on a boat, you'll see they're kind of like that, dude. You see these malls, dude. It's the size of me. You're like, come on, dude. Shut the fuck up.
You just see an oversized wrench and get triggered. Oh, what the fuck?
It bothers me. Who's turning that wrench? I don't know. It's like
three guys.
It's like the pyramids.
It's the fucking Nephilim.
It's like the pyramids. How did they get built? The Jews. You're right. What's the Jews?
It's like 30 Jews per screw.
Throwing human life at it for hundreds of years.
Call them Jew screws.
All right, guys, let's take a quick moment and thank one of our brand new sponsors on the show, which is Fight Back CBD. Fight Back CBD is a CBD company that empowers people to live clean lives with martial arts training. And I'll tell you right now, when I'm training and exercising and being healthy, I have a lot more mental clarity and live a way more productive life. I'll tell you right now, it all sort of works into one another, right? Whether it's the diet, the exercise, just overall mental health, overall feeling good about myself. I perform better when I'm doing all this. And Fight Back CBD is a great thing for recovery. When I'm training jiu-jitsu, I'm super sore head to toe. Or if you're doing anything, it doesn't have to be jiu-jitsu. It could be any sort of training. And you're sore. CBD is so great for getting your body back into homeostasis. It helps your body heal itself in a very, very natural way. You will see people talking about CBD across the board. It's not anything new. It's not anything that we've even been talking about on these shows. But Fight Back CBD makes incredible products. They're roll-on topical. It's fucking great. It helps me stay injury-free. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's one of the reasons that I'm going to be able to beat Jason Ellis this weekend at Skankfest. So right now, all you got to do is go to fightbackcbd.com, fightbackcbd.com, and use the promo code RAP20 to save 20% off of anything you order. Once again, that's fightbackcbd.com, and use that promo code RAP20 to save 20% off. Okay, where were we?
They figured out how they built the pyramids. Yeah.
Did they?
They just rolled. There's like a method where they like roll it on boards and it's like painstakingly slow. And then you like put them over and you just tip it over and over and over again. And you can like, they did it. And that's how they did Stonehenge as well.
That's a theory.
No, it's not a theory. There's a guy who built a pyramid here in the United States by himself. He moved like several ton blocks without help.
He did it a way and was like, that must be how they
where
did it.
Where is this documentary that you obviously watched?
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
What is the name of this documentary you didn't just find this information somewhere.
Well, I'm on the computer being like, how the fuck did the pyramids? I had to know, especially as a Jewish person, because listen, we didn't do that. No, they didn't do that,
which you just described. That's not how they built the fucking pyramids.
No, we didn't build them at all, man. There's no possible way we did that.
So apparently SpaceX is... What's his name?
Elon Musk's,
right? What does that mean? Is that a space station? Is that what it is?
No, SpaceX is his space program. Like, so it's like the entirety of his space program to... You know, right now he's just trying to like send people up to space, but okay, eventually the goal is Mars.
There's Apple, and then there's the iPhone, SpaceX, and then it's his rocket ship. Fucking landing pad or what else? What other space things?
Yeah, the rocket ship is called Heavy Falcon or some shit.
What other things do you need? You need a spaceship, you need the thing.
Satellite?
The thing that it attaches to. Right?
Launch pad?
Well, hold on. Stop being ignorant. They're fucking being real assholes here. You know what I'm talking about, okay? The spaceship is, it looks like an airplane, right? It looks like a thick airplane and it's pointed upward, right? So, but it's attached to a fucking, like, essentially a bottle rocket. Yes, it is.
Yeah, I mean, listen, in theory, it is a bottle rocket.
And the bottle rocket is what fucking goes and shoots it up into the point where it can start floating. Then it says, fuck you, bottle rocket, and lets that off, and that becomes space garbage that floats around forever.
Yes.
And then the spaceship flies the fuck around.
Yes.
What did I say that was wrong there, Sid? I'm sorry.
But isn't that called a fuselage?
Every fucking time with this guy.
Well, the fuselage...
Fuselage is Sidney's cousin.
She don't like when you talk about her like that.
I don't like using these big words at me right now. You're getting all fucking up, you Sid. What's going on here? But apparently SpaceX has a leaky toilet, which means no bathroom for astronauts, and they'll have to wear diapers till they return home. So this is what I'm saying. This is why I read this. SpaceX is a whole program. Why is it saying that SpaceX has a leaky toilet?
Because it has a leaky toilet, man. Shit goes wrong in space all the time.
Shit goes wrong.
I was reading about the International Space Station. You know how they have space debris? There's like just like dust going through space at a million miles an hour.
Yeah, dude. Every once in a while, sometimes a wrench will fucking go through somebody's head.
Yeah, dude. An oversized wrench because they got big screws up there.
Well, that would be fucking wild, dude.
How mad would you be if you got to space and there was big screws?
Just big screws everywhere?
Dude, fuck this place. But they, so it'll...
That's what space is. They need space for the screws.
Oh, no.
Sometimes a hole will get punctured in the fucking space station and they'll be like, we're losing oxygen and shit. What's going on? Do you know how they fix it? They just fucking put duct tape over it. They have a special space duct tape and they're like, fuck it. We just duct tape the space station.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. So fuck space. That shit's so scary.
It is kind of scary, right?
Space and the ocean, dude. I don't like either of them.
Apparently, people, the astronauts now have to wear diapers, which is very hilarious to me. That you know you're
now. I'm pretty sure all astronauts have to wear diapers for the launch because it's not like they can get out of their seat. Aren't they stuck in there for like a long time?
How long is the launch?
I think all astronauts have to wear diapers.
At least 10 seconds.
Hold on. The launch to get to outer space, and I mean this, it could be 30 minutes. It could be 6 days. I have no fucking idea how long.
No, because the guys in the Blue Origin, the fucking Jeff Bezos rocket, they broke orbit or whatever, didn't they? And they didn't have to wear diapers. They
were only I think you will get. If I had a guess, you would go from here to fucking space cruising altitude.
Yeah, yeah.
Less than 30 minutes, an hour maybe.
No, you're up there. It's like incredibly quick.
You're thinking it's like seconds. You're in space.
Yeah, yeah.
You're
in space like within minutes.
Because when you take off on an airplane, but that is just going at a very like...
Yeah, they're good. They're
space
trying to get
is going straight the fuck
they're
up.
Going terminal
Google,
velocity.
Do astronauts have to wear diapers? Because I swear to God, I feel like these motherfuckers wear diapers.
I thought spacesuits were just equipped with like a thing that attaches to your penis, and then you just pee free flow style like you're in the ocean.
That's why they call them astronauts. Astronauts, penis struts, pussy struts.
Oh,
today, dude. I'm crushing with jokes.
Zach, you're right. They do wear space diapers. They call them maximum absorbency garments.
Oh.
During liftoff, landing, spacewalks, and any activities.
Hey, Alec,
where they
can you stop using your fucking professional announcer voice, you dickhead?
No.
Well, listen, when you say, what do they call it? Maximum absorbency garments. Damn.
Maximum absorbency garments.
What a stupid way to like be like, no, don't worry, you're not in a diaper. It's a maximum absorbency garment.
We should start making all the producers here wear those so that they don't get up to go to the bathroom during shows.
They're just why, if it's not a diaper, why are there Flintstones characters on it? As they're like putting it on the most highly trained individuals.
If it's
ever
not a diaper, why am I hard right now?
Just I would shit my diaper almost immediately, and I would make NASA change me.
Apparently, there's a new documentary about Colin Kaepernick, and he compares the NFL draft to slavery. Do we have a quote?
I would like to hear the entire statement because that sounds like a pretty wild.
No, that's
thing.
What they say.
He's being called an evil anti-American spirit.
Like the cigarette?
American spirits.
They talk about this in their fucking players' meetings and shit. About how the NFL is like slavery. We had a guy, Aaron Beasley, from Pottstown. He played for the Jets for a little while. And he played somewhere else. He was like a pro bowler type player. And like a couple years ago, he was trying to have this conversation on Facebook. He was like literally. Like they, when they say it, they don't mean it's kind of like. They mean it is literally slavery. Like the way that they're like, they bring us to an auction block, they size us up, and all that other shit. They really believe that in their hearts.
Well, I mean, that is there is an aspect. I understand the correlation between that. Yes. The difference is you're being paid millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars to be there. It's disrespectful to slavery and slaves and the ancestors of slaves.
I mean,
it's disrespectful to employment process. Like, that's what an interview is. You bring a person in, you size up her titties, you're like, all right, you can work at Gas Digital.
I understand what they're saying. It's like where they're like, they're fucking, you know, they're checking their muscle tone and looking at their gums and shit. I get it, okay? I completely get it. And yes, that's what I imagine they do with the NFL.
Yeah, like looking at their teeth and shit.
Hold on, we've got to check his gait.
Yeah. Why is a guy like Colonel Sanders here?
Yeah, that's what the job is, though.
Yeah, but I'm saying like, yeah, it's not, you know, it's a little bit, it's a little bit, I don't know, it's just kind of ignorant to say when you're getting paid millions of dollars to be there. It is an extremely privileged thing to have to be gifted genetically. Right, it's a gift. It is a fucking gift from the gods in heaven that you have the body and the athleticism to be a. Now, I'm not saying you didn't set a lot of hard work, but you have
and
the,
some breeding.
You have, but you have this genetic gift, and then you worked really hard, right? And you took it to the for the most part. That's 99% of the time. I'm sure there are some outlying people that just weren't gifted genetically and they made it to the NFL. But let's get real. And they're getting paid millions.
And you pretty much gave up your life for how many years to be the best at something?
Yeah, and you get to retire after 10 years, never work again.
You don't remember your kids' names.
Yeah, you don't remember all of the hard work you did, so it's not even that bad.
You may murder a loved one.
I will say, they probably mistreated horrifically. And based on everything you just said,
NFL
like
NFL players?
Yeah, yeah. But imagine if you worked your whole
the best.
They fuck hot white pussy and make millions of dollars.
Dude,
there's no downside.
White pussy's the worst done. Pussy, so firstly.
It's the fucking best.
It's the worst pussy
Natalie,
by far.
Natalie, no,
yes.
Other pussies have
you're a connoisseur.
I'm not. I've been in one relationship for 7 years. So.
And is it a white vagina?
Yeah, technically.
Is it the best? It's pretty fucking
sweet. Got nothing
sweet,
to compare
right?
it to. That's what I'm saying.
It's pretty sweet. White pussy rules.
Listen, anyway.
All pussy rules.
It's hard to empathize with millionaires.
I mean,
that's really what it
that
comes
was
down
the
to.
Most Republican answer you could say.
Wait, what did you say?
All pussy rules.
Oh, my God. All right.
You're out of
this
your mind.
This motherfucker out here is doing pussy PR for himself.
All pussy does rule, but white pussy.
Yes, I'll do pussy PR. if that funnels the pussy to me, yes, I'll do that.
It works.
I'm just saying from an aesthetic standpoint, like if you're just looking at a pussy, in my opinion, a white pussy is the best pussy.
No, caramel, dude. Get a little hint of something.
I mean, your Puerto Rican pussy does rule, too.
See? This is what I'm saying. I like my cookies a little burnt.
Do you?
Yeah, dude.
A little crisp.
Yeah, yeah, a little crispy. I like the crispy.
Yeah, but do you like them neon pink in the middle and charcoal on the outside? We're all just saying black vaginas are terrifying.
I'm not, man. I'm not scared at all.
Did you throw this meat directly into the fire for 1 minute?
Yeah.
Yeah, look.
It looks like a bubblegum volcano. It's like... It's a scary thing.
Is there a video or anything of Colin Kaepernick? Or what is it? Is that it? He just compared it to slavery.
Well, he talks about the process of them affecting you before. Like, they put you on the field. Teams poke, prod, and examine you, searching for any defect. But they don't do it because you're a black guy. They're doing it to the white guy.
I don't like how you injected your opinion.
No, I think slavery.
I don't know if I believe that. I feel like there's like a quarterback club room while everybody else is out there getting their teeth checked. I don't, seeing if they have mange.
I don't like how Alec just tried to inject his own personality and opinion in there. Producers don't have opinions, Alec, unless I ask you for one.
I like the mixed messages with he shouldn't be professional and use the robot voice, but then he also shouldn't be a human being with an opinion. I like the mixed messages at Gas Digital. I like the hostile work environment we have going on.
Alec, take your headphones off and put your fingers in your ears for a second. Thank you. So you got to understand. It's his first day working on my show.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
How
okay.
many people called out that we got to him?
No, everyone at the Skankfest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, everyone at the Skankfest.
Sick.
So, Shannon's on a plane right now. So, here's the thing. In order to get... Alec, take your fucking headphones off and keep your fingers in your ears.
Yeah, earmuffs.
All right. So, in order to get the best out of him, I need to push him a little bit.
We got to push him.
Got to push him. What? I gotta get you. You got to punch somebody in the face once in a while to see how they're going to react. That is the measure of a man.
Here's the thing. You have to treat your players.
That's the measure of a man.
Like less than human property to get the best out of them. So we've come back around, and I'm pro NFL.
If the Gas Digital employees compared working for me to slavery, that would be a more accurate assessment.
Okay. Yeah, I see that. Okay, I'm with you.
Natalie, what's your favorite part about this job and least favorite part about this job so far?
Is this a serious question?
Yeah. Favorite part?
I love working here.
Marry her mate.
Least favorite, when they put me in the hot box.
Yeah, so it is like slavery.
You're
my least favorite part, this right here.
What? Oh, you don't like this?
Being put on the spot.
Now show them them titties.
Show me them titties, Natalie.
Alec, do a dance.
Fucking graphics.
You gotta dance a little bit, Alec.
There it is.
Natalie, does your girlfriend get mad when we treat you like a piece of meat?
She doesn't listen to the show, but a funny story is that I showed her the Who's Hotter, Shannon or Natalie video, and she didn't like that you guys were being too mean to Shannon. That was her comment on it.
Really?
She had nothing to say about what you guys said about me. So.
Tell her to fucking call me. I'll show her mean. Fucking come at me.
What'd you say about Shannon?
What don't I say about Shannon?
Okay, yeah, fair. Did you ever kiss her?
Shannon?
Yeah.
Never.
You were threatening to kiss her. You never made do.
I try. I'm going to do it in Jamaica.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This is it. Here's what I promise. I'm going to go for it. Because all it is one moment. It's one second where you make a decision in life.
You just get to here. All you got to do is get her in front of a sunset. You know?
Yeah.
The music's playing. She looks into your eyes. And you just lean in real quick. Yeah, bam. Fucking lay it on her.
But I'm going to go tongue forward first.
You got to go like a lizard, dude.
Yeah, I go tongue first. Because if I go lips first, she might be able to pull away. Mm. At the very least, I'll say I got some tongue.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
Yeah. I'm going to ask her a question that has a lot of L's in their answer. And then I'm just going to go. I was like, Shannon, can you sing your favorite Christmas song? La 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 la. Okay, real quick, we must thank Yo Delta for supporting today's show. YoDelta.com. If you guys want to get high legally in 42 states, you got to grab some Delta 8. It really does work. Zach, I know you eat the gummies nonstop.
Yeah, they sent us gummies. They sent us vapes. Delta 8 is so close to what you actually want to get. It's literally like this little thing in the carbon bonds. I don't think people can really tell the difference, if you ask me.
No, no, I get fucking high, dude. I give it to my sister. When she tries to steal my weed, I just give her, because I get free Yo Delta. So I give her my carts. She has no idea that it's not regular weed. She gets her super stoned. I'll tell you right now, I was not a believer until I tried it myself. It gets you super high, and it's less expensive than weed. Legal in 42 states. Ships right to your door. What could you not want? All you got to do is go to YoDelta.com, YoDelta.com, and use the promo code GAS to save 25% off. It's already affordable. Save another 25% off with that promo code GAS at YoDelta.com. Okay, where were we? Let's see. What else here? What else going on? Australians let loose while attending horse races after the world's longest COVID lockdown. Can I get a coffee from one of y'all? Thank you. World's longest COVID lockdown. How long were they locked down for?
20 months.
And now they're done.
I'm guessing. Was I right?
Who knows?
Alex.
Who knows? And we have video of this? Or we have photos of
Australia's
it?
Australia's been locked down for a long time. I don't know about the exact time, though.
Hell yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, hell damn, yeah. Dude, Australian girls are hot.
They really are, dude. Hot, dude. I'm going immediately.
Is that why they sent Kelly here?
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Look how excited they are. Yeah, I am my... All right. Well,
good day.
Good day. All
I right. love when they say, I want, nerr, when they don't know how to say no.
Nerr.
They're so fucking weird.
Look how excited they are. Oh, dude. Look how happy they are. I'll tell you right now, I remember my first meal out. I was dating this chick, and we went to D.C. together, and it was like they just allowed like outdoor eating. It was like the first place that I was in that allowed outdoor dining. And to sit down and have a beer and a burger after, like, it was like a year or whatever. It was fucking, that feeling was like, wow. It's really, because it made kids like school again. Like, my son looks forward to school, like, in such a big way. If they have, like, when I was a kid, I would have loved to be like, we're having a year off of school.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome. Let's go. But
yeah, because all their female classmates start showing their titties on TikTok, and they're like, fuck, we could probably get them to do this in person. Let's go back to school.
Yeah,
like they just want to be back near them titties.
They want it, yeah, dude. That's it. We took it for granted. Take all of that for granted. It's fucking.
Dude, the first after like a year of lockdown, I went to rural Pennsylvania for a show, and I went to a diner and I had a beer and an omelet. I wanted to buy a MAGA hat on the way out.
What do you consider rural Pennsylvania?
Oh, like far, far. Like we were at a drive-in. It was like way fucking out there.
Yeah. You don't remember the name of it?
No, but I just remember everywhere had Trump signs.
Yeah.
It was a statement.
I like when you go so far north Patriots. It becomes the South again. Yeah. You're like, what the fuck?
Thank you.
Yeah. I saw a truck with a redneck, like the whole back window just said redneck. The other day I was like,
yeah, they're taking it back, like the N-word.
Rednecks, but rednecks.
That's been.
Aren't they calling redneck? Isn't like redneck called redneck because like, the back of your neck is constantly red because it's in the sun all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you're fucking in Jersey, there's no such thing as a redneck.
I thought, I don't know. I don't know anything about like redneck culture. There's no rednecks where it's all cowboys.
Shut up, blue neck.
Yeah, yeah. Cowboys and rednecks are like different specific.
Yeah.
Different flavors of
white
trash.
Yeah, well, rednecks are, cowboys aren't really white trash. Cowboys are cowboys.
Yeah, cowboys are pretty white trash.
Rednecks are just fucking trailer trash. That's the way that I imagine them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they like, dude, if you look at rednecks and then what some people would call niggas, right?
Whoa.
They're the same fucking people.
Guilty.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
They're fucking,
yeah,
they're
poor people.
All of their fucking traits are in the middle of the Venn diagram.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
dude, class struggle is real.
But that's not true because I feel like white trash, like, it's weird. Like, black people still figure out a way to have, like, nice sneakers and, like, a nice car.
You ever go to the trailer park and trucks. You see people living in absolute squalor, but they have a nice, like, they always have a nice
car. Dude,
their
trucks are sick.
They have nice trucks.
Yeah, yeah,
you notice,
yeah.
I've never seen a truck and thought, like, wow, that's fucking nice. Even though some trucks are $100,000. Like, there's certain trucks that are, like, really nice. But every time I see a pickup truck, like a Ford F-150, that's, like, a really nice truck, apparently.
Yeah.
See, white trash people, trailer trash people, we don't have nice shoes, but you're not asking to see his concealed carry.
Yeah.
That's what he's spending his money on.
Yeah.
So their trucks are souped up and sick as fuck, man. They got like crazy rims on them and stuff. They got those like tires that look like they're like toy car tires and shit.
You gotta go mudding and shit.
How much is a Ford F-150, a brand new Ford F-150? I bet you it's like 70 grand, 75 grand at least.
Fuck, I don't know.
At least. Because they're huge. They're massive.
They are. They're giant machines.
The cheapest one is $29,000, but you can go up them from there and soup it up, you know?
$29,000. Never mind. 000. I take it all back. These are garbage people.
They are.
These are trash fucking. That's like the best truck. That's the best one. That's the one that people talk about. It's like, dude, I got a Ford F-150. Got my Ford F-150.
Dude, I like the Toyota. I'm about the ISA special, dude.
You can't get a fucking Toyota pickup truck as an American. That is.
Yeah, you can. Awful, you got to find one, dude.
Yeah. I don't like it.
Just
right.
Get it used. You very have no Mexican idea where behavior. It's been or what it's done.
Let's see. This is a great story. There's a fake Orthodox father and son, and they're outed as actual Christians, possibly trying to convert Jews to Christianity.
Fuck yeah, dude. From on the inside, inside, dude. Yeah.
I love it.
I love sleeper cell Christians, dude.
I respect the hustle.
Yeah, do we have any more information about this, about these stories? Guys, you got to read the stories and then chime in with some of the information about it.
Oh, now we want opinions? Just
give me the fucking... No, I don't want your opinion,
no, we want facts.
You fucking smart-ass dickhead. I would like bullet point facts with very little opinion.
These Orthodox rabbis aren't even Jewish.
Boom.
They're trying to... they're evangelical Christians trying to, I guess... recruit from the inside.
We have pictures, we have video, how we have long, anything.
How long do you think you could convince people you're a rabbi?
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, wow.
Damn, dude.
They went all out.
My man, do you think the payout, like the his for you guys, how do I describe it? His curls or
his payas.
Yeah, yeah. Are they real?
His Jew curls.
Yeah. His Jew curls. That's his what Jew you locks. Would say.
I remember in the sixth grade, I was we had like, you know, we were playing with construction paper and like doing some sort of like project, and I made a face of a man, and then I cut like in a circle, like black construction paper. Like I just kept them going around in a circle to create little springies.
Yeah.
And then I put them on the side of his head.
Yeah.
And I was like, look, I'm a Jew. To this girl, Barbara Ann Wittenberg.
She sounds like a snitch. She snitched immediately.
I had never met a Jew in my life, much less had I known one was sitting next to me all this time. I was like, look, I'm a Jew. Hebe, 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 hebe. And she was like, I'm Jewish. And I was like, all right, that's cool. And that's when I learned that there was Jews amongst us.
Oh, it could be anywhere.
They could be anywhere.
The other guy's pants looked like they were connected to his hat.
Yeah,
Bring that guy up. The other guy looked like...
That was like a Halloween costume.
Dude, the more I think about the fact that I went to Barbara Ann Wittenberg, and I was like, look, I'm a Jew.
The picture of the other guy with the black hair. Yeah, that guy.
Does
look like they come out of the hat.
Yeah. I mean, no, he does have like stand in a park and try to convince you to get into his Jew van face.
Being Orthodox, there's so many fucking rules, dude. Yeah. It would be hard to fake. You would be found out almost immediately.
I think back because I was dating a pretty heavy Jew before
like
this
one. Like a thick?
No, she was tiny. No. My ex-girlfriend. And I did, what was that meal?
Seder?
Yeah. We did the...
Your Shabbos. Yeah, yeah.
What is it called? Passover?
Oh, yeah. Passover, yeah.
We did Passover. And the more I think back, it was like...
The unleavened bread and jam.
Yeah. Like the dad's reading the whole story about how the fucking Jews...
Yeah.
You know, they're the chosen people.
Our
and fucking
suck-ass.
You know, they're talking about how the Egyptians, now they're the ones who are going to be fucking killed.
Yeah.
And then I think back, I'm like...
You look at your poor little brown son.
We're the Egyptians. We're the fucking... Like, I'm sitting there with like a sellout with a fucking yarmulke on my head, smash it onto my kid's head, and they're like, oh, all the non-Jews are going to be fucking killed because they fucking suck. And we're sitting there like, yeah. And after a little while, I'm going, they're talking about us. They're fucking saying that we're going to be killed. And we're sitting here like sellouts, like assholes. Did I tell you I just threw out that yarmulke?
No.
You threw it in the trash?
I would have kept it.
I felt bad. Well, because it felt like a hateful act. When you take a yarmulke and crumple it,
yeah, dude, you gotta
and throw it into a garbage.
Yeah, that's no good.
What else am I? It's just taking up space.
Nail
in my
it
life.
To your door as a warning to other people.
You have to take it out of a case.
Dude, I fucking threw it away, And I felt bad. I did feel bad because I was like, this feels like it's a hateful act.
Did you get a custom yarmulke with like a rattlesnake on it or something?
No, she brought them over.
Oh, what a bad girlfriend, dude. Yeah. If she really loved you, she would have got you a custom yarmulke. She would have been like, this is going to last forever. Yeah. He needs the rattlesnake yarmulke.
Yeah, religious rules are weird. They're just making them up as they go.
At what point do you throw out the yarmulke, though? At what point is it just taking up space in your life?
Like, I don't know.
All of these, like...
7 years. 7 days.
Jewish ceremony pieces that I'm never going to use again.
You never know.
And I'm not saying that I would never date another Jew. I'm dating a Jew currently, and we're going to get married. Don't worry. But
who was that for? Was that
it.
God?
She'll see it and be like, "Why would you date another girl? Why would you ever date another girl? You're forever. I'll remind you every day." They're gonna be told every day you love them. Like, how is it? Is it not special? It's
not
being
enough.
Special.
No, it's not.
If I tell you every fucking day that I love you, at one point is it just no longer special?
Yeah, isn't it great when your friends' relationships hit the other side of the seesaw?
Yeah, that's no, good.
Donkey, I'm just saying. She's like, we're going to get married, right? I'm like, you know, when I want
to... That's a crazy thing to say. Haven't you not been dating for, like, only a couple months?
No, we've been in, like, 6 months. But she's saying it... She's not saying it in, like, the way, like, a girl's like, no, we're actually getting married. She's saying it, like, the cutesy way where she's like, yeah, I want to get married one day and have a family with you. And, like, that's what, like...
Oh, okay.
Like, the way young girls think. And in my mind, I'm going, like, I want, like, if I was going to do that, I would want to get down on my knee and have a ring and surprise her.
Yeah.
And it's not going to, I didn't just tell you yesterday, we're definitely getting married at one point.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
She's ruining it,
she's ruining it with her fucking young girlness.
Push your insecurity down and let it be a surprise.
Yes.
But that's what women do.
I
told her, and
you.
I know that it made her more insecure. I was like, you're a little too insecure.
Yeah, you can't say that.
Yeah, I told her right to her face. I was like, you're a little too insecure, and it's bugging me, so fix that. And then I just watched her implode on herself.
It was one of the funniest conversations I've ever heard was when Lewis was dating the last girl. And she was explaining Passover to him, and he's trying to very subtly be like, yeah, but when do we eat?
Oh.
It's like, then you have a little of this, and then Lewis goes, I have specific dietary restrictions right now.
Yeah, dude.
What?
And then he's like, but when do we, like, when's like the meal? And she's like, no, you pick at this, and then there's this. And he's like, yeah, but when do we eat?
Bitch, at Easter, we got a ham, we get fucking chicken, we get pie, we get potatoes, we get peas.
Muslims and Jews, there's a lot of fasting. God doesn't want us to be... He needs those girls to be skinny. It's
fucking crazy, dude.
Whereas Christian girls, plump.
All night. All night for a shit
food,
meal.
Food.
For a shit meal. All night I'm sitting there fucking being told that I'm less than. All night. It's like, just so you know, your people aren't shit. You're not better than this. Here's a cracker.
Yeah.
This is awful. Give me some fucking spaghetti if you're gonna trash me.
I want to hear this guy's. Now I want to hear this guy's Passover.
Everyone, that's what a Passover Seder is. It's like, so then the Jews are fucking awesome and they kick ass, and Christians are fucking weak, and you're gonna die. And just so you know, if you're not a Jew, you're not really even a person.
The Jews are like, we'll get you eventually.
Yep.
Yeah, okay, no, we're patient. Right
now, that's
we're patient. That's what they're like. We're patient. Be patient. We'll get them all. Don't worry,
dude. I'll tell you right now what happened with Hitler. Is he went to somebody's Passover Seder when he was like 13, and he was like, this is fucking wild. This needs to stop. And I'm not saying it was the Jew's own fault, but I'm just saying, dude, they need to fucking stop it with that fucking Seder, dude, because that shit's offensive when you think about it. When you're not fucking blinded by the pussy, and you're not just in there, it's like, come on, James, let's go. It's a little hot 100-pound blonde Jewish girl being like, yeah, it's fucking great. As soon as that's all over, you're like, nah, this is wrong.
I would like to hear what
I would never invite somebody into my home and be like, just so you know, Jew, you're less than. Enjoy. That would be called rude in most cultures.
Okay.
Well, that's what we do in the black culture.
I dated a girl whose brother was a black Israelite. That was fucking...
That's for sure what black Israelites do.
Did he dress all like hilarious, like with like sparkly purpley clothes?
I never met him. I wasn't allowed. She was like, I never want you to meet him.
Like bedazzled scorpion
like Earth, Wind, and Fire. That's what they dress
yeah,
like.
Yeah, yeah, they do. They have that power meeting on the corner of the street, and then they tell white women they're going to be concubines.
Who was they're pretty fun. Groove is in the heart.
Yeah.
There was a black guy with like star shaped glasses in that video. That's who the black is or his lights were on.
Are you talking about Bootsy Collins?
I don't know. Is that who that is? Was he the one playing the fucking slide whistle? Go ahead, fucking Natalie over here. Go ahead, Natalie.
No, I just looked it up. It's D-Light.
Yeah,
but that I can is pull D-Light. Up the picture of the guy.
Yeah, yeah, please. Please, Natalie.
I love Black Israelites.
Yeah, they're
so funny.
There's a ton of them in Austin, Texas. I saw them during one of my last time I was there. They were, yelling at people, proselytizing or whatever they do. Are they recruiting? Is that what they don't, because I'm a white guy, so they just say mean shit to me.
Yeah. This is what a Black Israelite meeting looks like in Union Square.
Dude, it's fucking awesome.
It does look fun.
Except no white people.
Yeah, not allowed.
Dude, I was watching a Black Israelite.
There he is. Look.
He was out in the corner talking about, like, the white people suck, and you guys are all, evil Satan spawn or whatever. And this white person comes up to him and goes, like, I don't think any of that's in the Bible. He was like, shut up, faggot.
Undefeated, dude. You can't stop that. I don't think any of that's in the Bible.
Oh, I think it's so funny when they just catch white people, like, because it's half trolling. Like, I don't even know if they really believe it. Like,
yeah.
But, like, just white tourists are sitting there, like, arguing with them. And it's like, that's not true at all. And then they say, and then it's like, blah, 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 blah. They start doing that in their face.
Oh,
and they get so upset. And it's just so fucking funny to watch.
It's why I love it. I like just post up, get a coffee, and chill and watch.
Are there any Israelite fights where, like, they get into act? Because I've never seen
that. That's why they film. I think that a part of it is that they want to sue you or whatever, because that they're very.
That's the Israelites.
Because they're still
yeah. Down. That's the part. They've got the camera. They're filming. They're trying to get you after them. So, have you ever seen the Louis Theroux documentary where they let him into the temple here in New York?
No.
And then they're like, they're like, we're gonna talk to you about history, and he's like, okay. And then they're like, guess what the race is of these people. And they're like talking to Louis Theroux, a British man, and the Black Israelite priest is like, King of England, black. Mozart, black. Like, naming all these important people. And then Louis Theroux goes, what about Christopher Columbus? And he goes, nah. Like, no, not him. It's so good, dude. That's funny. The best fucking clip. I just saw the King of England.
Are there any fight videos of the Israelites? The Black Israelites? Let's see if you have any.
Dude, I bet they throw hands.
Not any, like, most people can't fight.
Most people can't. That's what you realize once you start training a little bit, is most people can't fight. What it is there's the one X factor is some people, the biggest X factor, in my opinion, for like street fighting is people who are really, who want to fight, not only just willing, who want to fight.
Yeah, game.
And people who don't want to fight. Right. And it's like, and then there's a lot of people sort of in the middle. Like, I'm more of in the middle. It's not that I don't want to fight. I don't want to, but I'm not walking down the street like, oh, I want to fucking fight somebody, But if somebody pisses me off, I can get to the point where I'm like, no, I'm game and I'm down and I want to fight. But I think, like, you just see certain people, even if they don't have the skill set, they have that dog in them. And you're like, they're still going to be a problem. They're down. They're down to fucking pick up a bottle. They're down to just start fucking swinging on you. They're going at 100%. Adrenaline kicks in and they're trying to kill you.
Yeah.
They hit you, you go down and they start stomping you in the head. I don't have any of that in me.
Not me.
That's not like the, and at all, in any sense of the word. There's no part of me, if I hit somebody and they go down, I'm like, are we cool now?
Yeah.
Shake my hand. Let's go get a beer. Like, that's like just, maybe it's my age. I didn't grow up that, like, I grew up poor and trashy, but it wasn't like,
dude,
it was like I dealt with like white woman violence. It wasn't like black man violence.
Yeah. I knocked somebody out once at a skating rink, and I still remember the gross sound that it made when I connected with his face. It was just like, ugh, it's not for me.
Yeah. Let's see this. Get some volume on it.
Oh, shit, dude.
Let's see. I mean.
Oh, fuck. My man's shirt is off.
I mean, this is just the worst video footage I've ever seen of anything ever.
Yeah.
Dude, people who film fights like this. throw. What?
I feel like there was just one Klan member walking by.
Do you remember a few years ago there was that roast battle and the comic wore a Klan hoodie?
Yes.
He was like a crazy person, though.
Like legit.
I defended him so hard. I defended that guy.
Here's my thing. Where did you get the robes, bro? You just had... weren't they legit? That was my problem where I was like,
I bet they're easier to get than you think.
Those robes are expensive as fuck, man.
Dude, but to buy... It doesn't matter. Just make them. That's just buy a white sheet and make them bad. You have to know that if you... You're like, no, I want it to be authentic. I want people to know I tried for the roast. Yeah. Like, no,
bro. I grew up around the KKK. Like, they used to march every year in my town, like, down our main street.
And really?
Then the one year that they couldn't do it anymore was 1994. And the reason why they couldn't do it anymore is because so many people from the neighborhoods went and jammed up all the permits at the permit office.
Really?
Yeah. Because they have to, like, which is hilarious to think about, like, to fucking have a KKK march, you have to first go get a permit.
The internet today, it's like, because the reality was it just didn't get out of that town, right? So it was like, the reality, there was probably, my assumption is, it was not a lot of black people in this town.
Lots.
There were lots.
Yeah.
More blacks than whites?
It was about, it's about 50-50.
I would imagine that's the point of the march. You don't do it where it's only white people. You're the KKK.
I'm just saying, like,
most of their marches.
I'm saying today, if the KKK tried to march today, because I don't, I haven't heard about a KKK march in a hot minute, right? If the KKK tried to march today, Twitter would blow the fuck up, and they would be violently shut down.
Yeah,
violently. We're talking about like anti-pro, there's violent clashes now with the Proud Boys and the Antifa types. If the KKK tried right now in today's climate to march, I think they would get fucking, there would be an insane amount of people there to counter protest, and I think people would get violent.
It was like that back then. Like, everybody would go to it because it was like a spectacle.
Well, you were marching with the KKK.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
And so the cops would let us throw rocks at them.
Really?
Fuck, that's cool.
Wow.
Yeah, but if you picked up a rock that was like absurd, like they'll like, come on, dude, calm the fuck down.
Calm down.
Yeah, but if you were like, you know, just pick up, just throw like a handful of gravel and shit, it was a good time. Like ride your bike down, like two blocks down and like meet the same. Like that's what I used to do. I used to like pick out a person and just like follow him through the whole fucking parade.
Fuck yeah, dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was fun.
That's very cool.
When I marched with the KKK,
mm-hmm.
I mean, look, it's a crazy time now. It's a crazy time we live in now.
Yeah, now that shit wouldn't fly. Like they would do it in multiple towns. So like my town was probably like the most black town that they did it in, but that was like the finale. Like they were like marching all these towns up to where they lived. So in one of the towns was like Ryan Shaner. They would march in his fucking town. Like he used to go to the fucking Klan rallies.
Really?
Yeah.
So on the KKK side.
I mean, who knows?
You never got there? You never got there in the conversation?
No, man.
All right. Let's see. This is kind of funny. There's a video of this. Polio Paul is one of the last U.S. citizens relying on an iron lung to live.
Gangster.
Let's see him.
Oh, damn. Polio Paul.
Polio Paul.
That's a fucking G.
Let's see.
Damn, dude.
That's what an iron lung is?
Yeah.
Damn, Polio Paul just lies down in this giant fucking thing all day?
Yeah.
Dude, fuck that. Polio sucks.
He's got like an N1 mixtape name.
Oh, dude.
Just please kill me, Paul.
What does an iron lung do? I don't even know what it does.
Breathes for you.
Yeah.
I think. I mean.
Well, that is the how you surmise it. Yeah.
He's talking. Oh no.
Yeah, it sucks.
But it is. Yeah.
Oh, please die, Polio Paul. You're fucking me up, dude. Just looking at you.
Oh no. Why is this?
It's because he's paralyzed from the neck down. So without it, he can't breathe.
Oh, see, yeah.
The machine helps him breathe by using negative pressure to take air into his lungs.
By using 200-year-old technology.
Dude. Nah, dude. If I'm
it was like that stripper that was giving you a lap dance that made you come.
I went inside to get mom, and she turned and looked at me, and she said, "Come on, God, not my son." For the next 5 days,
she could only see me now.
Everything.
He outlived everyone in his life.
My legs would not hold me up.
Aww.
And then I couldn't breathe. I did more of that. so I continued to fight.
So Paul did everything he could to get better,
including dressing up as the new Tin Man from Return to Oz. Painful
and to the new Marvel movie, not Iron Man, Iron Lung.
Oh my god,
it's just the saddest fucking.
He left the hospital and came to his residence in Dallas, Texas.
It's just him laying.
He couldn't play sports. He couldn't go to church. And he couldn't hang out with his friends.
Ah, oh, bummer time.
I only felt at home with the other submarines.
Shit, I felt like they were uncomfortable around me.
No shit.
Yes, really.
Nobody could
hear
their own thoughts around you.
Just because they had to wheel in a 2,500-pound apparatus every time yeah. they wanted me to enter a room.
With hydraulics and
please
shit.
Please slice my throat.
It's like, I'm sorry, I can't hear you. What were you saying? Slice your toast?
He's reading the Bible.
Do some drawing.
Oh, he's doing racist drawings.
He just draws swastikas.
I did not get into college. They said that I was too crippled.
Damn. Dude, in 2021, every college accepts it.
He didn't accept that.
2 years.
Oh, he's an anti-vaxxer.
Oh, he is an anti-vaxxer.
Yeah, of course.
Two conditions. One. I'd take the polio vaccine.
You know,
two,
shit,
I would get to the point faster.
He was a fraternity pet?
Oh, dude. That's hilarious.
The other fraternity steals him.
Polio Paul, the other fraternity. Yeah, yeah, dude. So imagine him lashed to the flagpole with the whole entire machine.
He's on top of somebody's station wagon. Yeah, throwing beer cans at him. Shut up, Polio Paul.
His own biography. Entirely with his mouth.
Holy shit, that takes a long time. He wrote down his whole biography.
He's
like
got
that?
Nothing but time, man.
Well, it's probably pretty short. Like, and then I laid here pretty much.
Yeah.
And then I Chapter 9. Just no words.
Can you I just love the idea of him being like, can you imagine how fucked up I would have been if I had taken the vaccine as a kid? Just like, oh yeah, it would have been way worse, bro.
All right, look, we're gonna wrap this. This has been a fun show. You guys are great. Thank you very much. Please go support these fucking son of a bitches, Sid the Kid.
Oh yeah.
Shane Smith, Zach and Miko. Zach, when are you leaving for Skankfest?
Tomorrow at noon.
It's
all about to happen, baby boys. I cannot wait. I already checked into my flight. Whew, I'm excited. I'm nervous.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good.
It's been years.
Yeah, you have multiple fights scheduled for
the
weekend.
Yeah, that's true. You are battling.
I would be nervous
physically too.
A roast, lots of stand-up shows. And then there's the technical side of things going on behind the scenes, the amount that has to fucking go on. Oh, it's absolutely wild. All right, look, thank you guys for tuning into this episode of The Real Ass Podcast. We will be back on Friday, maybe. I don't know, possibly. Maybe it'll be a repeat on Friday, but there is content coming out this weekend. Don't you worry, guys. Until then, we'll check you later. Have a great night. Peace.
That's all, folks.